Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, July 19th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ditto. Apple is facing a new security threat, thanks this time to developments in the spyware and surveillance tool sold by the Israeli firm NSO Group. A new report from the Financial Times today details that NSO Group's Pegasus software not only harvests data from onboard storage, but also through iCloud. The new version of the Pegasus software is supposedly able to capture and clone the authentication tokens used for services such as iCloud. From there, it can essentially construct a man-in-the-middle attack to pretend to be the target user's device and download whatever data it pleases from the origin server by making a request that seemed to be coming from the origin phone. For example, it could impersonate the user's Facebook credentials and download location history, or access messages stored in iCloud by impersonating the user's iCloud account. In a statement, Apple said, quote, "Some expensive tools may exist to perform targeted attacks on a very small number of devices. We do not believe these are useful for widespread attacks against consumers," end quote. The vulnerability also affects Android phones, and today's report doesn't detail what Apple or Google are doing to lock down their operating systems against this sort of attack. NSO Group supposedly only sells its software to governments to assist with crime investigations, but there are fears that the Pegasus spyware is also used by countries to help enforce dictatorship. Additionally, anytime such tools exist in the wild, there is a chance that they will end up in the hands of the wrong person and pose a threat to all users. Elsewhere, Apple made much of the fact that the A12 chip used in all three 2018 iPhones used a 7-nanometer process and were the first smartphones on the market to do so. Now the groundwork is being laid for Apple to switch to a 5-nanometer chip in 2020. Apple relies on TSMC for chip manufacturing, and the company's CEO commented yesterday that it's pushing ahead with 5-nanometer technology and is currently on track to make the switch sometime during the first half of 2020. We're expecting the A13 chip used in this year's iPhones to also be based on a 7-nanometer process, but use a new technology called extreme ultraviolet lithography. This should give the 2019 iPhones a big speed boost by themselves, but switching to a 5-nanometer process in 2020, as smaller processes mean more transistors in the same size chip. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ditto. We all know mirroring MacBooks and iPhones to Apple TV is easy, but do you ever wish that your Apple TVs could do more? With Ditto, you can let anyone wirelessly share their screen, Mac, Windows, Android, Chrome, and iOS to the Apple TVs in your workspace. It works with just the hardware you already have, and it's incredibly simple to use. If you're already using Apple TVs in your office, Ditto is the easiest way to give your guests and employees seamless screen mirroring access to share content, no matter what device they're using. You can try Ditto for free for 30 days now at goditto.com. That's goditto.com, and my thanks to Ditto for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily. In other news, we have another story of the Apple Watch helping alert a user to a heart condition that they didn't know they had. A report from the Telegraph in the UK explains that Paul Hutton was notified by his Apple Watch that his heart rate was frequently dropping below 40 beats per minute. Paul then visited his doctor, who first suggested that he cut out caffeine from his diet. But that didn't stop the low heart rate alerts, and his doctor then referred him to a consultant who diagnosed him with ventricular bigeminy, a heart condition where the heart beats irregularly and therefore blood is unable to pump out effectively. After the diagnosis, Paul had a 3-hour cardiac ablation to correct his condition. We often hear stories of the Apple Watch's ECG functionality helping save people's life, but the low heart rate feature is often overlooked. By default, your Apple Watch will alert you when your heart rate falls below 40 beats per minute, but you can also adjust that based on your own health and can have notifications sent if it falls under 50 beats per minute or any other setting. Read Paul's full story at the link in the show notes below. To wrap up this Friday, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys for details on some of the hottest deals today. Trevor?
This weekend's best deals at 9to5 Toys include up to $700 off previous and current generation MacBook Pros. You'll find the biggest discounts on the 2018 models. However, you can save over $200 off Apple's latest MacBook Pros at Amazon. Apple also has a new $5 movie sale as we head into the weekend, which includes a wide-ranging selection of different genres and a few new bundle deals as well. That's in addition to the Prime Day sale that we told you about on Tuesday, which is still rolling on. You'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5 Toys. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at 9to5 Toys so you don't miss out on any of the best deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. If you like 9 to 5 Mac Daily, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen to your podcasts. As always, it would also be tremendously helpful if you left us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts to help more people find and discover the show. My thanks to Ditto for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily this week. Read all of these stories on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. Thank you all very much for listening, and come back for a new week of Apple News on Monday.